You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. The words of Peter, who Luke tells us didn't know what he was saying, during this experience that the three apostles had with Jesus on the top of that mountain, the event that we refer to as the Transfiguration. We read one of the gospel accounts of this event every Lent on the second Sunday of this Lenten season. Peter didn't know what he was saying, Luke said. Did he want to put up a tent as a sacred place for Jesus and Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the greatest of the prophets, symbolizing their sacredness, as the people of Israel would do? The Ark of the Covenant would be put under a tent that was carried with them on their journey to the Promised Land? Or was he simply wanting to put up a tent like we would do as a temporary dwelling place? We don't know, and apparently Peter didn't know what he was doing either. But we use a tent as our symbol for this second week of our Lenten journey. As you remember elsewhere in the Scriptures, St. Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians writes, "This earth is a temporary dwelling place, like a tent." In today's scripture reading, the second scripture reading, we hear it said, our citizenship is in heaven. And so during these days of Lent, the church invites us to remember that this earth is but a temporary dwelling place. Our permanent home is in heaven. Years ago, whenever we began the season of Lent and received the ashes on our forehead, we always heard the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now, using that phrase is optional on Ash Wednesday. But again, it's a reminder that the season of Lent is a time for us to remember that we must keep our sights focused upon the things of heaven. When I was in college seminary, the rector of the seminary, the priest passed out little business cards. And on one side, of course, was all the information about how to contact him. On the back side, he had one little phrase. It said, "What on earth are you doing, for heaven's sake?" Lent's a time for us to ask ourselves that question. What on earth are we doing, for heaven's sake? We make a commitment to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this season. Prayer is an opportunity for us to listen to Jesus. As we heard in today's gospel, the voice came from the cloud in heaven saying, "This is my chosen one. Listen to him." We try to set extra time aside for prayer during this holy season, maybe using the little black books, maybe spending some time in Eucharistic adoration. And then we inaugurated a prayer sponsorship last weekend where each one of us are invited to pray for someone who's going to be receiving sacraments this year. Those will be making their first communion, those will be receiving the sacrament of confirmation, those will be fully initiated through the sacraments of initiation at our Easter vigil, as well as those who will be receiving the sacrament of marriage in our parish during this coming year. If you not yet have a chance to pick up one of those little prayer cards with someone's name on it, there's still plenty available in the gathering space. Prayer is our call to listen to him. Fasting, acts of self-denial, doing without some of the things we don't really need so that we might focus upon the things that we really do need. We know that the whole purpose of our fasting, self-denial, is to change our lives. Remember on Ash Wednesday, we heard those words, "Rend your heart, not your garments." What we do in Lent is not nearly as important as what we do after Lent. How is what we are doing going to change our lives for the better? Make us better disciples, better followers of Jesus. Again, self-denial is all about helping us to keep our eyes focused upon the things of heaven. And almsgiving, our care, concern for the poor, the needy, the hungry, the homeless. Many of you have been bringing food for local food pantries during this season of Lent, something that we traditionally do. Maybe some of you are using the little rice bowls and putting money in there, change maybe that you saved from something you might be giving up in Lent, so that we can feed the hungry children of the world. This afternoon, we have our annual parish stewardship of charity meeting, where we invite anyone in the parish who wants to be a part of this decision-making to decide how we're going to use 2% of our offertory income from the last calendar year to help the poor. Again, mindful, as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, reminds us time and time again, we must never neglect the poor, for it is in helping them that we find our salvation. It's been said that the only things that we can take with us from this life are the things that we have given away. That's what almsgiving is all about. That's what stewardship is all about, giving generously of our time, talent, and treasure, building up for ourselves not an earthly treasure that will moth and corrode, but a heavenly treasure that is eternal. Peter, James, and John sort of had a taste of heaven on that mountain, a beatific vision. As they began to see Jesus as he really was, they didn't want to leave. But Jesus knew his work was not yet complete. He had to go to Jerusalem, where he would die on the cross, to remind us all that it is in dying to self that we find life. And that's the good news, that this Lenten season, a season of repentance and penitence, leads us to Easter joy, leads us to new life. And so may this small tent remind us today and throughout this Lenten season that this earth is not our permanent home. It's temporary like a tent. Our permanent home is in heaven. Let us let go of those things that keep us from being focused upon the things of heaven. Let us die to those things so that we can live the new life that Christ has won for us by his rising from the dead. For even though Lent is a challenging season for us, it's still good news because it leads to the new life of Easter. And it's our way of reminding ourselves as we approach the great feast of Easter that even in self-denial, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, we are able to proclaim more boldly and more wholeheartedly that God is good all the time. All the time.